Okay, let's start the next sugya in Mizbeach Mekadesh. And it's really a two-part sugya. So this week we'll do the first part, we'll lay the yesodos, foundations, and next week maybe we'll frag it all up. Maybe we'll see. Says the Gemara, Bo minei Rova me Rabba. Rova asked a question from Rabba. Lina moy eles b'roisho shal Mizbeach, oy eina moy eles B'roisha shal mizbeach, that pays einam and base. Lina, which means, if you overnight something, basar, emurim, dam, anything that you overnight on the top of the mizbeach, is it mo'eles? Mo'eles means, does it pasol? Doesn't mean help. It means, does it pasol? B'roisha shal mizbeach. Usually, lina, lam, those that learned kachim, dafyemi, that something, the dam, the basar, the emurim, that goes past the time allotted to it till the next day, so it becomes pasul, it becomes nicer. So the question is there lina mo'eles b'roisha shal mizbeach? Does lina pasul on top of the mizbeach? Or ain't a mo'eles b'roisha shal mizbeach? Or does it not pasul if it remains, if it's on top of the mizbeach? So Gemara says, hey, Chidam, what are we talking about? Ilayim de'lo yeldu, if you tell me that it never came off the mizbeach. In other words, the piece of meat stayed on the mizbeach at night, and it stayed there till the next day. Right? So, ilayim de lo yod, look in Rashi. Oysen shemotzon b'shachar, b'reisha mizbeach, shaloi b'ma'arocha, those that you found on the top of the mizbeach, not on the fire, but you left them on top of the mizbeach, ilayim de lo yod, if you tell me that it never came off the mizbeach, Sahashta lanu ba'azora amr de lo yeldu b'roisha shal mizbeach mibayi. In other words, we learned hamizbeach mekadesh that all lo yeldu. We've been discussing that the last 4 or 5 weeks. That anything that goes up on the mizbeach, that even if it's pasul, if it's pigul or it's tame, if it's once it goes on mizbeach, you can burn it, makir it. And one of the psulim that we say all lo yeldu is if it's lan, which means a piece of meat that stayed on the bottom. And it was long. It's nice, so it has to be burnt. And by mistake, you brought it on a mizbeach. So the halacha is, and you have to do the haktara for the carbon on a mizbeach. It's not nicer. You have to burn it on a mizbeach. So if something is off the mizbeach on the floor, it's lan overnight. The halacha is, if you put it up in the mizbeach, you don't bring it down. So kol shekein, if it never got off the mizbeach, it was lan on the mizbeach, for sure, lay gorat, no worse. Lo yeldu, which means that you burn it. So what's the shayla?
What is it going to do otherwise?
Yeah, that's the most kasha. If it's on there anyway, there's a...
You're saying you have to burn it anyway?
No, you have to burn somewhere else, not on the mizbeach. No. It's yisorei, it's a different thing. But it's burnt in the maracha, part of the carbon. So Gemara says, Ilem de lo yeldu, if you tell me it never went down, hashta lanu bazora ama de lo yeldu, b'reisha sham mizbeach mi boi? Gemara says, no. Elo de yeldu. It did go down. Look in Rashi. Elo de yeldu min ha mizbeach la'achar amud ha-shachar. In other words, after amud ha-shachar, in other words, it stayed overnight on the mizbeach, and then you took it down. So now the halach is, right, if it's a regular lam, something which stayed overnight on the Azorah floor, are you allowed to lechatchila put it on the mizbeach? No. Im olu lo yeldu. But you can't bring it, if it yodu, if it went down, lo yalu, you can't bring it up. So now it was lon on the mizbeach, overnight, till the next morning, and then it fell down. So now the question is it a regular case whereby, even though it's olu lo yeldu, but if it goes on the floor, lo yale, you can't bring it back up. Says that halacha, or ein lina mo'eles b'roisha mizbeach, it never became pasul as lan. That's the most question. So therefore, over here, the reason why you have to burn it, or the reason why you can continue burning it, ein lina mo'eles b'roisha mizbeach, it never became lan. Why? Because lan is only psul on the ground on the azara. It's not a psul on the mizbeach. Look at Rashi. Ela di yodim min mizbeach la'acha mudashacha mi boiloch. Mi have kishal lonim v'nifsolim b'amud ha-shachar v'tnan b'psulim kachim yeldu lo yalu. If something goes down, lo yalu, it doesn't go back up, so too over here. It already is on the floor, it came on the floor, lo yalu. Oy dilmo, maybe, ain li namo'eles b'roisha mizbeach. It doesn't pasol. V'loy nifsulu, it never became pasol because When was it lan overnight on the Mizbeach? So it never became possible. V'yachzer v'yalem. And even if it falls on the floor, you can bring it back up because it was never possible. It got frozen in time. Ein lina me'eles b'reisha Mizbeach. That's the Gemara's question. Lina me'eles b'reisha Mizbeach, and ein lina me'eles b'reisha Mizbeach. So what's the Gemara's question? So Gemara says, L'shulchan medamina lo. Are we comparing it to the Shulchan, the Mishulchan, which has the Lechem upon him? Then it says, Afilu ein ala Shulchan yamim rabim, ein bekachlum. The Gemara says in Menachos, that if you take the Lechem upon him, and it stays, I'm not going to go into the whole Rashi, but it stays there more than a week. So even though it's beyond, it's a lot of time, nevertheless, it still remains good. The Shulchan, oh, there's no, the Shulchan stuff remains frozen in time. So Rashi says, talking about a case, he only put it on Sunday morning, so you can't burn it on Shabbos, or you can't eat it on Shabbos, you can't burn the Bezichim, because it's less than 7 days, so it stays another 7 days, so it's 13 days, so 13 days, it's ready Lina, so the Allah says, no, there's no Lina on the Shulchan, so the Shulchan Medamin Allah, are we comparing it to the Shulchan, and therefore, it's frozen in time, Ein Lina Me'eles, B'Rei Shamizbeach, Oidilma, Likarka Medaminon, are we comparing it to the grounds? Which is the ground of the Azorah? The ground of the Azorah, the halacha is that once it's land on the ground of the Azorah, then what's the name? If it's on the land, on the ground of the Azorah, if it stays overnight, you can bring it back up, you can be makdir it, it's possible, it becomes nicer. Look at Rashi. Oidil melekak azor medamina lo. Gimel. Da ritzbas binyan ikamaisa. V'loi klishoas kashulchan. It's not like a shulchan, the bizbeach. It's part of the structure of the azorah. It's part of the stone. And therefore, it's like the azorah. And therefore, it psul lan happens on the mizbeach as well. Because it's not a special keli. It's part of the binyan of the ground. Rashi says it's just stone that's added. It's stone that's added on to the azara, right? It's a raised azara. So who says this concept of something remains frozen in time, which we find by a shulchan, right? By shulchan we find the lechem upon him stays there for 2 weeks. Doesn't make a difference. There's no psul of lina. It doesn't become nicer. So the question is, on the mizbeach, does it become nicer? In other words, yesh lina, if lina is moyeles b'reisha mizbeach, or ein lina moyeles b'reisha mizbeach, that's the Gemara's question. Very simple question. I don't know if it has anything to do with mizbeach mekadesh. Lina moyeles b'reisha mizbeach or not, which means, does the mizbeach have a characteristic of a shulchan, that the item that stays on the mizbeach, does it remain frozen in time? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Mizbeach mekadesh, anyway, allah lo yeldu. The Gemara says, no. Because if it falls on the ground, then Allah is in yeldu lo yalu. Unless you say, ein linam elis, b'reisha mizbeach. It never became nicer. Why? Because the mizbeach keeps it frozen in time. There's no psul lina on the mizbeach. That's in a nutshell the Gemara's question. Yisrael, you following? Should I repeat for you? Okay. So the Gemara says, Amalei, so he tells him, Ein lina b'reisha shamizbeach. Which means that it doesn't passel. On the reisha shamizbeach, it doesn't passel. So, kibbul minei olai. Toshma, the idma, revorim shalom b'azorah. So he says, you heard it, learned it, b'reisha, that says, that if you have pieces of evorim, limbs, that stayed overnight b'azorah, on the ground, mekatav hoylech kol alayla. Lom b'reisha shamizbeach, mekatav hoylech l'aylam. Which means, if it stayed overnight on the top of the mizbeach, and you did not take it down, then you can burn it forever. Why? Because even if it's alul yeldu, it doesn't make a difference. On the mizbeach, you keep on burning it. But yeldu, but once it stayed overnight on the mizbeach, it's the next morning ready, and now it fell to the ground, Rabba Omar yalu. Rabba says you can bring it back up. Why? Because ein lina me'eles b'reisha mizbeach, and therefore it doesn't become possible. Rav Omar lo yalu. Shema milo lo kibbul imenei, shema milo. So that's in a nutshell the Gemara. In other words, Gemara has a question, whether lina me'eles b'reisha shamizbeach or not. So the Gemara says clearly, as long as it's on top of the mizbeach, there's no shaila, you can burn it anyway, because every psul, im ola lo yered, that's mizbeach mekadesh, we know that. So you might say, no, we're not talking about if it stays on the Mizbeach. We're talking about if it goes down afterwards. Do we say it's a psulina, and therefore you can't put it back up? Or there's no psulina, the Mizbeach has a characteristic that it freezes the time, and there's no psul nicer as on the Mizbeach. So even if it stays on the Mizbeach and it falls down, you bring it back up, it never became lina, it was not overnight, because it got frozen in time. What the Gemara says, or not, the Gemara paskins, at the end, lina me'eles b'reisha Mizbeach. Atkan the sugya. Rabban paskins like the Gemara, Evorim v'chalovim ukmotzim shalonu b'reish Hashem Mizbeach, limbs and fats and koimitz, which is the kmitza that stayed overnight on the head of the Mizbeach, kilu lona b'azora. It's like it's lino in the azora, which means v'im yeldu lo yalu, avim lo yodu makir noisa lo ilom. So the Rabban paskins. How does Rama Paskins halach lemaisa? That lina me'elis b'reisha shem mizbeach. That means overnight something on a mizbeach, it's like in the Azara, psul lina applies. Atkam. So Chaim asked the question, and Chaim says that why does the Rambam not only speak about evorim, chalovim, kmotzim? He talks about everything besides dam. Why do you say dam? Dam overnight in a mizbeach. Should be the same halacha. Do you spill it, or is it part of the imolu lo yeldu? Because ain lina b'reish Hashem Mizbeach, or yesh lina b'reish Hashem Mizbeach. Why does Ram not say dam? That's the Chaim's question. What? On the Mizbeach. Yeah, if you left the dam on the Mizbeach, you left the thing a cliché with dam on the Mizbeach. Burnings. So Chaim gives the teretz. So Chaim says the why taka. Ain lina me'elas b'reishas mizbeach. What's the stuffing in the Gemara? Why lina me'elas? Ain lina me'elas? What's the pshat? Why should it be? Why is it freezing in time? So Chaim says because since the mizbeach is a makom of haktara, of burning something, so just like and Rashi says in Chumash that when something is already on, let's say your piece of meat or your limbs already on the maracha, on the fire, then there's no halach of nois at all. Right? Look in the pasuk. Le'sizbachal chomis dam zivchi v'lo yolin chelef chagi ad boiker. It says you cannot leave chelef chagi lo yolin baltolin lo yolin chelef chagi ad boiker, which means you can't leave the fat of my carbon till the morning. Says Unkelus le'sachas chomis dam pischi v'lo yevisun, and you cannot overnight bar mi mitbocha outside the mizbeach. So look at the Minchas Chinuch points out. What does he mean outside the mizbeach? Does that mean is the unkelis paskening that ein lina me'elas b'reisha mizbeach? The unkelis says you cannot leave overnight on the outside the mizbeach, means on the mizbeach you could leave overnight. So the unkelis is paskening that ein lina me'elas b'reisha shem mizbeach. He's paskening against halacha. That's the minchas chinuch question. Look, v'tavgum de pirish ba min mitbechei, that is halacha of layolin is only outside the mizbeach. Either it means to say outside the fire. In other words, even if you hold lina me'elas b'reisha mizbeach outside the in other words, b'reisha mizbeach, there is lina, you get the psul lina, but on the fire itself, there is no lina. That's everybody says. Mechilta says that already, which means that if I have the fats and the limbs burning the whole night till the morning on the big pyre of a fire, that doesn't become nicer. There's no halacha. You have to take it off and burn it outside. Yisarev, because it's nicer. Ein lina on the fire. So when the unkele says that lo yalech chelev chagi means outside the mizbeach, he doesn't mean outside the mizbeach. He means outside the fire, outside the pyre, but outside the marocha. But on the mizbeach, lina me'elas, it would be a problem. Or maybe afim noima the kavlos adavka mizbeach. Or maybe you want to say the unkele's taka means the mizbeach, which means you cannot leave outside Mizbeach, but on the Mizbeach itself, there is no problem of Lina, because Lina, ain't Lina Me'elas B'Reish Mizbeach, Efshah Seva Taugum Ke Rabo. Maybe the Unkelus holds like Rabo. They ain't Lina Me'elas. They ain't Tamer, don't ask, the Seva Taugum Shleik El Chasa. How could the Unkelus Paskin Shleik El Lacha? Why not? The Kopa Matzinu Zeh. Bu Talmud, Hoya Talmud, Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shua. Unkelus is the Talmud of Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shua. He's a Tana. See, he didn't hold like Rabbi, he held like Rabbi. Yeim Sevrim came, but Sevrim Achim, Pligi, Verovis Vila Kavaseu, Virch Sigrova, Virashi Sham, Mishmois Pirish Gamke, Getag, with Vov Nir de Pirish, Huchus Marocha. But you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ad Boiker, see, Yochel Afala Marocha, Yifosa Belino, Tamud Lema, Al Moyal Mizbech Kalalaila. So Rashi learns, La Yolin Chelef Chagi Ad Boiker means, make sure you don't have it outside the fire. Then you cannot leave it overnight, even on a Mizbech. Because Lina Moyeles Boresh Mizbech. But on the fire itself, there is no problem. So clearly we see that even if you hold, in other words, the fire itself is not relevant to the shaila of lina ma'ela, say lina ma'elas. Clearly, Rashi learns clearly, and that's how he learns that in the pasuk, that on the fire itself, you for sure can have it. But outside the fire, you cannot have it. Says Reb Chaim, what's the name on the fire, outside the fire? So Reb Chaim says, because the fire is the haktorah, right? That's the burning it. So Reb Chaim wants to say, mandam holds lina which means there's no halach of lina on the mizbeach. The svara is because once it comes to the mizbeach, it's already like the haktara. It's like the beginning of the haktara. That's the chaim svara. In other words, why ein lina me'elas b'reishim mizbeach? On the fire, it's for sure the beginning of the haktara. Now the gemara is the question, not on the fire, but on the mizbeach. Oh, that's makayim haktara. Is that like it started the haktara already, and therefore ein lina me'elas b'reishim mizbeach, or not? Says Reb Chaim, if that's a svara, that's why dam, there's always lina me'elas b'reish mizbeach. Because dam, there's no fire to burn the dam. The dam doesn't belong on the mizbeach. You can't say the dam is the beginning of the haktara, because there's no haktara for dam. So therefore, clearly it doesn't belong on the mizbeach, and therefore the Rambam leaves out the halacha, that everything else is possible. Dam, he doesn't have to talk about even. Because clearly dam is not part of lina me'elas, or not me'elas, because there's no haktara on dam. That's what Chaim says. Look at number four. V'amar agrach, de'ena v'ayim ahani kishum zech leiv sublinu, u'gudatun, elo de'habayahi, the question is, de'la'achar ha'law, once you put it on the mizbech, le'shayich buhub klal psulina, ve'enu mitam kiddush, rak de'achar she'helo, mikri shemoy she'nasez boi haktara, ve'lo'shayich suv, legabov lina. In other words, once you put it on mizbech, it's like it's being burnt already. It's the beginning of the burning process. And therefore, ein lina me'elas b'reishim mizbeach. And if that's a svara, it would not apply to dam. And that's where the Rambam leaves out the halach of dam, because dam is not relevant to the whole discussion of lina me'elas, ein lina me'elas, because lina me'elas is only because it's the beginning of the haktara. That's the chiddush of Reb Chaim. With that Reb Chaim, they answered many other questions. We're going to see two more questions that answered. One of them, for example, similar to that, we have the Gemara Menachos that says like this: Boy Rav Meri, chimtza b'roishes hamizbeach mahu. In other words, if you, the halachis, you cannot add chametz, you cannot add sa'ar, you cannot add to a mincha. So if you added that, and the mincha was already on the mizbeach, asher takibo merachmona ba'akava, because you bring it now. No, asher takibo merachmona ba'akava, says Rashi, b'roishes hamizbeach mahu. Which means you already put the mincha on the mizbeach. So you only, it says chosar v'chosvash le'sakrivu le'sakiru. You can't bring it onto mizbeach, but it's already on the mizbeach. It's already being brought, and therefore it's already, even though nothing was done to it yet, but just on the mizbeach is enough. It's considered already like it's being brought, and therefore there's no problem adding chametz. Because chametz is only before you bring it, before you burn it, and once it's on the mizbeach, it's already being brought. Or maybe if I didn't burn it yet, I didn't burn the chametz yet, so it's not doing anything yet, so it's nothing yet. So Chaim says, similar to that svara, same question of ein lina me'elas b'reishis mizbeach, which means you have to burn the evarim, the chametz, and the chalavim, and maybe putting it on the mizbeach is that like it's already the beginning of the haktara, I do not, and that's a much question of lina me'elas b'reishim zeach, ein lina me'elas b'reishim zeach. That's what Chaim learns, nice shot. By the way, according to this, one nafkamina would be that something where you anyway cannot, for example, dam, we said, where there's no burning of dam on the mizbeach, so that everybody would agree, lina me'elas b'reishim zeach, it's not going to help. Something else, where it's not the time to burn something, you cannot actually be makriv the carbon yet, you cannot do it yet, then clearly you also would not hold of lina me'elas b'reishim mizbeach. For example, he gives an example, the Gemara in Psachim, it talks about if you can have a, after the carbon tumit, we're going to see the Gemara in a minute, but if you're after the carbon tumit, if you want to bring another carbon. So the Gemara says, put it on the Mizbeach, we'll see exactly what it means. But again, after the carbon tumit, you're not allowed to bring another carbon anymore. So therefore, the halacha of lina would not apply because it's not the makom, it's not the time yet for the thing. That's the chiddush of Chaim. Any questions on this chiddush? Yes. Yeah, Tom, I'll show you the raya in a minute. But that's the concept of Chaim says. So that's what your issue would be.
I'm more of an halacha such a raya. I mean,
why?
It has nothing to do with lina moels. It has to do with the issue of chametz. Is it to bring chametz on the mizbeach, or to be makrif chametz, or to have chametz?
No. The Gemara said the issue is to be makrif. But the Gemara says. The Gemara's question is, Asher takiva merachmana. The question is, putting it on the Mizbeach, is that already called hakrava? Or only burning it is called hakrava? So Chaim says the same thing over here. So what's the hava mean? What do you mean? It says burning it. You're not makir of it yet. So the answer is, because putting it on the Mizbeach is already a form of hakrava. Again, you can argue with it. I hear your argument. But I'm saying that I don't think he brings his raya. Somebody else brings his raya to Chaim. Don't put it on him, but that's the svara of Lina Melis Vashem Zeh. Any questions on this concept? Yeah.
What is the Kiddush to say once it's on the fire that there's no more Lina? I mean, what? You've already done the Avodah you're supposed to do with it. So I have to. Why
so that's Poshet.
Right,
okay, in Chanami. So that's why it's Poshet that it works. So the question is, but putting it on the Kiddush is, putting on Mizbech, is that called the beginning of that Torah? The Kiddush of Chaim, it's a little a wild svara out there. There's a much better way. The Brisker Rav, because he argues on his father, and he's a whole different way of life. How did you learn Pshat? That's how you learn Pshat? Plus Pshat?
Yeah, because once you make that distinction, it doesn't make sense. What's on the fire? Why would you think there's
lean? No, clearly not. There's not. But how did you learn the question whether there's lean on the Mizbeach or not? How else would you learn the Sugya?
Right, meaning the Mizbeach but not the fire. What's on the
fire? Why would a yes work? But I'm saying, so that's why it's lina. Why and why is it no lina?
Because you have it on Mizbeach.
And what's the Mizbeach doing?
Well, that's the question. You know the Mizbeach has special powers.
No, so the way Chaim learns, I know. So Chaim doesn't learn like that. Chaim doesn't learn it's a special power in Mizbeach. He says it's the beginning of the Haktara. That's what he learns. That's what he said. By Dam, it doesn't apply. There's another way to learn also. Rish Grob is going to learn the other way, and he has Raya's to the other way. But one way of learning as Tzav of Chaim is. Is it the beginning of the Akhtara? Just like we all understand that once you finish the Akhtara, and once you start the Akhtara already, then there's no Lina. Why is no Lina? You say what? Because you did your Avodah already? Because it's ready, it's Nifka, what's the name? Okay, so maybe. Not that's the reason why. The reason is because even if it's, what's the name? Because once you start the Akhtara, so then it can go on forever burning it. That's so then the Svar is putting it on his breath. The Gemara's question is, that's the beginning of the Haktara. How else you put it on the fire? By putting on his Mizbeach. See, he started the Haktara process already, right? And by the way, the Chiddush is, if you put it on, even if you lay Moshla ben Ar, if you just put it al Gabe or Ishim, is enough, even if it didn't get burnt yet. There's still no din of Neisar. Why not? Because you started the Haktara process already, then there's no Lina. So to over here. You start the Haktara process by putting on the Mizbeach. That's the beginning of the Haktara process. Hey, that's very, very well. That's some Chaim's Chiddush.
But then why, if it started
the Haktara
process, then why
is it Yardu Lo Yala? That's Lina Me'elis is Ain Lina Me'elis. That's exactly the Gemara's question. If you hold Lina Me'elis B'Reshim Zeh, that means it did not start the Haktara process. So therefore, until you actually put it on the fire, it didn't start the Haktara process, and once it comes off, you can't put it back on. On the other hand, if Engli Nimeles means putting on his mech, starts the Haktara process. That's what Chaim learns the sugi. It makes a lot of sense. What?
On the
fire, you're talking about? Or not on the fire? Yeah. Im Yeldu, Lo Yalu.
Right.
So that's Gemara's question. Maybe, what do you mean? Oh, no, that's Psulin. You're mixing up. Something which is possible, im ala la yeret, im yeldu yalu. Here it's not possible.
Never
can possible. It's only becoming. That's the question. Or not. In other words, how about if it. You're mixing up. In other words, this halacha, you have been out of it a little for a month, so that's the reason why. This halacha of im ala lo yered, but im yered lo yale, is talking about if you have a piece of meat which is tame. It doesn't belong there. So im ala lo yered, but im yered lo yale. Right? This is a good piece of meat. It's supposed to be on a mizbeach. But it stayed overnight. So the question is, do we say it's like a regular case of puzzle, and therefore im ala lo yered, im yered lo yale? Or do we say no? Ein lina b'reish mizbeach, which means once you put it on the mizbeach, it's like you started the burning process. And once you start the burning process, then even falls off if you put it back on. But is that true? If that's true, I'm not sure if that's true. What's halacha if something mashla ben oir? We saw about that. Once it starts the burning process, that even falls down and goes back up.
Yeah.
But what do you mean? But that's the question. Is this called? It's putting on mizbeach.
The burning process.
That's the question. That's why ain lina me'elis b'reisha mizbeach. The halacha is lina me'elis, which means it's a problem. The question is, putting it on mizbeach, is that starting the burning process? Yes or no?
Okay.
That's exactly the question. Yes.
What
about the Gemara talks about the kevesh. We're going to discuss it in a minute. There's a whole question about that as well. Why is there not kamina? There's no fire on the kevesh. There's no fire on the kevesh. Yeah, so the Gemara discusses, but the Gemara doesn't discuss a noiser on the kevesh. That would probably be nafkamina as well. Correct. That would probably be nafkamina also, because it's not mokka maktara, so then it would have correct. That would also be nafkamina. Correct. We don't know what the other pshat is, but correct. Now, just to show you the other riots, worthwhile to see it, number 6 on the sheet. The Gemara says in Psochim that nothing comes after the Tomashel ben Vayim, only Kteris, Neiris, Upesach, Kabin Pesach is brought after Kteris, right? Ben Abayim, Umechusse Kippurim, Be'erev HaPesach, Shetevo Shenis, Boichel Espischel Erev. There's a fellow who still has to bring another carbon before he can eat his Kabin Pesach. He's Mechusse Kippurim, he has to bring a Metzoyre, Zav, he has to bring a carbon in order to eat his Kabin Pesach. So we allow him also, in order to fulfill, to eat the Karban Pesach afterwards, he can only do it if he brings his other carbon. So therefore, in order to fulfill his Karban Pesach, which is Asei Sheish Bakaris, we forget about the Asei the Hashlama, or Leo Hashlem Kol HaKabonis Kulam, which means the Tomashe Ben Abayim has to be the last one. We allow him to bring this other carbon. Even not on Pesach, every day, when there's a fellow who has to bring his carbon in order to eat the kachrim at night, he should be able to bring that carbon after the tamid shavena b'ayim. So more to be shlem tanakama, you have asked the pesach b'koris mitrasa shlom shein b'koris. According to tanakama, you have to eat the carbon pesach. That's important. The eshbo koris. Ela Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Rabbi Yechbroiker, ma'umad hayase ma'yase. Why do you allow him to bring his carbon in order that should not be? What's the name? He should be able to eat his carbon today. Why are you pushing off the carbon? The aleh haslem kol hakabonis kulam. In other words, why do you allow him to bring something after the tamid? So the Papa Amar, afilu tema bechatas beima, male melina bereisha sham izbeach. You know what you do? You don't actually shecht the carbon. Is that what it means? No. You shech the carbon, but you don't burn it until tomorrow. Male melina b'reisha mizbeach. So you're not oivel oleo hashlem kol hakabonis kulam. You're shechting after Tomasha ben Abayim, but you're not being makriv the carbon. You're not burning the carbon on the mizbeach. What do you do? Male melina b'reisha mizbeach. You see, v'kivu lifnei Hashem v'chiper oleo ulemocha yaktireno la'achat Tomasha shachar. Says Rashi, "V'lina eina priseles b'reisham izbeach." Aye, what about lina priseles b'reisham izbeach? Why is the problem lina priseles? Because what are you taking? A carbon, and you're putting it on the mizbeach, and you're not doing anything. You're not putting it onto the fire until the next morning. You don't want to do it after Tomash Rabbein Abayim. You'd rather do it the next morning after Tomash Shachar. So you're taking this carbon and you're shechted it. You're putting it on the mizbeach. What about lina b'reisham izbeach? So the two answers you can give. Rashi says, there's no problem of lina b'reisha. Why? Because it never comes off the mizbeach. What does that mean? What halach is that? Right. Rashi says everything. That's the halach of Allah lo yeldu. Look at Rashi. V'lina ein b'reisha mizbeach, k'no mizbachim, l'divra kol, l'lo yeldu. Allah lo yeldu. Taisa says, no, because ein lina ma'eles b'roshes shamizbeach. Why does Rashi not say ein lina ma'eles b'roshes shamizbeach? Pkivega asked the question. Pkivega, ein Rosh Hashanah, and Taisa says, ein lina ma'eles, why does that say? Because it never comes off. The answer is, because according to Rashi, since at this point you're not allowed to burn it, why? Because after the Tumas Rabbein Abayim, so according to B'chaim, you can say, you cannot say that putting it on the Mizbeach is the beginning of the Akhtara. Why? Because you're not allowed to burn it now. So you won't have the Svara of Ein Lina Me'eles B'chaim Mizbeach. So that's what Rashi has to come to a new Svara. It doesn't go down. Olalei Yehudu. That's what I saw one of the Svara brings down with the B'chaim. Understand, Yossi? Understand, Raya? Good. What? No, he just points out that Taisa says, no, it doesn't have it. It just points out, why does Rashi say, Olalei Yehudu, according to everybody, and it never comes off without that, even if Yehudu, Ein Lina Me'eles B'chaim Mizbeach, like Taisus. The answer is, because Lina's not going to help me.
Why is Olalei
Yehudu? Better. Yeah, I don't know why not. I had the same question. Maybe it's a better thing. Because maybe it's not talking about that you don't take it off. I don't know. It's you make it more specific, right? Why is he going according to one man domar? Okay, but Taisus in four places says, according to man domar, the question is, you know, I mean, it makes sense Rashi wants to go to Zivar Koil, but why is Rashi saying that? Because it wouldn't help anyway, according to B'chaim. Yes?
Lina would forbid you from putting it on the fire, or the psul no service from eating it?
No, you saw it. You saw it. You can't burn it on me. You can't burn it on a marocha. Something nice has to be burnt. Michutz lamachin, no? Where does it have to be burnt? Michutz lamachin, it can be burnt on a mizbeach. It's nicer. It's possible. No, there's two separate halachas.
Yeah,
you can't put it on a mizbeach, right?
I mean, another question is, how do you mala in the first place, if it's considered like the beginning of the burning process?
Yeah, they're asking another question, but the issur, because the issur is only vikribu. I hear your question. Okay, you take it. I got it. You're taking Chaim a step further and saying his mom is like that. Okay.
Right, at the time you put it up, it wasn't nosa yet.
Why?
It became noser on the
Mizbeach.
No, but it's after the Karmel Talmud, this question is.
So it doesn't become noser until...
I know it doesn't become noser, but you can't put it if you say... But his question is like this. Forget about noser. How could you put it on the Mizbeach if it's after the Karmel Talmud Shabbat Abayim? If you say that the putting it on the Mizbeach is Tchilas Haktara, so you're burning it after the Karmel Talmud Shabbat Abayim. I hear your question. Okay. Anyway, that's some Chaim shot. Nice shot. You know, that's where he learns. Beautiful. Now, I'm not sure if I should say the Gemara's, the Gemara, maybe I should say, yeah. So according to B'chaim, the way he learns it, what's the Gemara's question? Do we compare it to the Shulchan, or do we compare it to the Azara? That's Gemara's question, right? Lina Melas B'chaim Zveach is compared to the Shulchan, or do you compare it to the Azara? What's the two questions in the Gemara? So the way B'chaim learns it, look what he writes, number 7a, Amnon b'shitas Rama lehiske dam legabe din delina al gamis berg bira grach b'svil Rama tam deilina hu mishum da lo gamis berg have ketchilas aktora v'lechein chia gavne loy have lina. Right, we said putting on his berg like the beginning of the aktora. Kumayne bura b'chilta da al gabe marochel kulam lekelina de kwa choshe mukto hach nam b'svil leil rabba al gabe misberg v'akavana. The Gemara's question, the question is, the Leshulchan medamina lo, the 7a. The Leshulchan, comparing it to a table, the Hainu datam, the Lekka lina beshulchan, kivin ikadin the Sidur ashulchan, velachain havelachmoy, shashulchan, they nifsabalino, which means, putting something, makes sense, putting something on the shulchan, the lechem upon him, right, even though it's only the beginning process, at the end of the day, you're only allowed to take it off, the lechem upon him, once you burn the two bezichin, the spices, you burn them on Shabbos, then you can take it off, but putting it on is the beginning of the process, so therefore putting on the Evarim on the Mizbeach is the beginning of that Torah. Do we compare the Shulchan, the process of putting it onto the Mizbeach, comparing it to the process of putting it onto the Shulchan? Or, the Lekakim Daminela, Hainu Deloidam Ila Shulchan, which means that putting something on the lechem aponim, putting it onto the shulchan, he calls it, that's avoida sidur. You're supposed to arrange the six loaves on the 12 loaves on the shulchan. That's the avoida, to prepare it there. There's no avoida putting it onto the mizbeach. The avoida is burning it. So it's not quite the same as the Shulchan. It's only like the Azara. There's no Sidur on this.
Of the
Avraham Pedon beforehand.
Yes,
I'm saying, got it. But fine. But on the Mizbeach itself, it's putting it onto the fire. So you can't really say that's a Sidur. So therefore, it's not really its beginning, its place. It's not the same thing. The problem with learning this Prat is, the Gemara says, Lazara Medavino. What's Lazara? It's nothing to do with Azara. Right? Rashi says, Azara is part of the Binyan. Not really what Rashi is saying. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lazara Medavino. What's Rashi telling me? Rashi is saying, because the Mizbeach is like a floor, which means it's like the ground. It's just a piece of stone. An elevated stone is like the ground. It's not a klisharis. According to Chaim, that's not what the Gemara is saying. Ikachasim in a sefer doesn't really fit over here. Right? So that's one difficulty with the Chaim. Another difficulty, Riskarov says, it just points out, number 8, that it happens to be that Shita's Rashi, it's number 8, we can go through it, that Shita's Rashi is that Dam is also, would be part of the question of Lina Me'eles B'Reshim Mizbeach or not. We said the Rambam says doesn't bring down, because Dam is not the Mokam HaTorah, but if you look in Rashi, in the Zvachim Daf Nun, where is this? I think Daf Nun Vav, so Gemara says, Omer Vitzuk B'Avdumi Minayin Adam Shenifsu B'Shkir Sechamo. How do you know dam is possible by shkiyas hachamosh? Nema b'yem makriv ha'zivcha yeochel b'yem shet zveich at makriv b'yem shet zveich yet makriv, which means that by shkiyas hachamosh, right, the dam becomes possible. Not the next day. By shkiyas hachamosh already, dam becomes possible. You have to do it that same day. So Rashi points out v'achi pirusha b'yem makriv ha'zivcha shetakro b'zivcha b'yem echot v'loy mahanye le'halona v'reisha mizbech lachshure l'zrik l'mocha. So Rashi says, and don't tell me Ein lino me'eles b'reisha mizbeach, which means dam would not become possible because ein lino me'eles b'reisha mizbeach, because it's anyway no good because it has to be done the same day. So Rashi seems to indicate that you need the pasuk to tell me you have to do dam the same day, not after shkia, because otherwise I would think that ein lino me'eles b'reisha mizbeach. Right? I would think if you keep something on the Mizbeach, it's not a problem. The Dam remains on the Mizbeach, it's not a problem, because Ein Lina Me'eles B'Reisha Mizbeach. And then Gemara says, but that's what you need a Pasuk to tell me, that it becomes Pasuk Vashkia, and we don't say Ein Lina Me'eles B'Reisha Mizbeach. According to the Rambam, according to Chaim, Dam doesn't belong on the Mizbeach. There's nothing to do with Lina, beginning of Haktorah. Clearly there's another understanding of why Lina Me'eles, Ein Lina Me'eles, which would include Dam as well. What is that on the other understanding? I know, that's why he doesn't mention it. I know. I didn't have that, I didn't understand the Chaim, it's only me Pia Shmua, I didn't see it inside. But they say I had the same question, the Rambam, it wasn't Muchach to me, why he learned like that. Maybe he felt, when the Rambam quotes Lina Me'eles, Rambam should have said everything. Why didn't he say everything? You're right, there's a separate psul of B'yem Zivchach HaYochel, Maskin. But why, the Rambam doesn't have to say it. I got it. Okay, but if Gemara brings on everything, why shouldn't the Ram already quote everything? Maybe that's Reb Chaim, Raya, I'm not sure. But anyway, my point I'm trying to bring across is that there seems to be another understanding, whether Lina Melis or not Lina Melis, which would include Dam as well. What can be that other Pshat? That's the question. So the Bishkov brings a Raya from the next Gemara, and he has a kash on his father from the next Gemara, that the whole father, the way he looks at the whole Gemara, says the whole thing doesn't make sense. And look the way he looks up the next Gemara. Number 9 on the sheet. Have another 20 minutes? We have to finish up. Okay. Says the Gemara, Avir Mizbeach K'Mizbeach Domi Oiloi. New question.
What's the number?
On top. The third page. Third page. Number 9. Next Gemara, Amud Beis. It's Peizayin Amud Beis. Avir Mizbeach. You have it? Number 10. Sorry, I changed around 9 to 10. Avir Mizbeach K'Mizbeach Domi Oiloi. What's the Gemara's question? Which means, the Gemara says, Oh halacha, which means, Mizbeach mekadesh sapsulim, which means, im olulo yeldu, right? We discussed in the last 6 weeks, if something goes up in Mizbeach, it's mekadesh it. So the Gemara's question is, Avir Mizbeach, ke Mizbeach domi, oiloi. If something is on the ear space of the Mizbeach, does that make it mekadesh it, that im olulo yeldu? Is that good enough, or has to be the actual Mizbeach? Look in Rashi. Avir Mizbeach. Im tola evorim psulim ba'avir reisha Mizbeach. Kemizbeach domi v'lo yerdu oiloi lav kemizbeach domi v'yodu. Something suspended over the airspace of Mizbeach, is that considered Mizbeach Mekadesh? Ave Mizbeach Kemizbeach? Yes or no? So Gemara says, Toshma, Kishem Sham Mizbeach Mekadesh, Kach Keves Mekadesh. That not just Mizbeach is Mekadesh Psulim, but the Kevesh is also Mekadesh. V'yamid Ave Mizbeach Lavki Mizbeach Domi, if you tell me the space is not good enough, so Ave Kevesh, Nami Lavki Kevesh Domi, so then the space of the Kevesh is also not good enough. Here the Gemara's question. Gemara's question is like this: that once something is on the kevesh, so kevesh is also mekadesh, correct? Mizbeach mekadesh. What's halacha? Mizbeach mekadesh. Let's say tomei, a piece of meat tomei sitting on the kevesh. What's halacha? The halacha is you bring it up to the mizbeach or not? Why? Because kevesh is mizbeach mekadesh. Same thing. But the Gemara's question is that once you pick it up from the kevesh, then you just took it off the Mizbeach. It became Yorut. Because im ala lo yeldu. So you must say, if you say, Ave Kevesh, Ave Mizbeach is ke Mizbeach, so Ave Kevesh must be ke Kevesh. Because if Ave Mizbeach is lav ke Mizbeach, then Ave Kevesh is lav ke Kevesh, and then it's always Yorut. So how's the halacha that Kevesh is Mekadesh, you always gotta take it off. So you must answer, no. You drag it while it's slapping. It was a question, there's a hole in between. Fine. But that's the Gemara's kasha of Ave Kevesh Kekevesh. So that's the Gemara's question. Whether Ave Mizbeach Kemizbeach or not Ave Mizbeach Kemizbeach, Legabi Ola Yehudu. Yes.
Going to standing on the Kevesh holding whatever, the
Emurim,
put on the, that's considered airspace.
The
coin's feet are on the floor, and the coin's holding.
Are you asking what? In the case of Ola Yehudu?
No, I
don't say
anytime.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the Gemara's question is Yehudu. If you hold Avi Kevesh, you're right, yeah. That one said, that would be a problem.
I don't think Avi is just somehow suspended, but if there's a coin standing.
Meaning, if he's standing, what's the difference? You picked it up.
Because I am.
So yeah, it's another question. So why is Gemara's kasha from Kevesh, Avi Kevesh? Gemara should say, anytime the piece of meat tummy is on Mizbeach, then the only way to put on the Marocha is by dragging it over. And Enochan, it would have been the same thing, probably. Yeah, that's Gemara's question, Avi Kevesh to Kevesh. One second. So the Gemara has another question. Maskev lo Rava bar Rav Nachmanan. Think to this kasha. Think a little bit. Rav Chanan has another question. I amrit ave mizbeach ki mizbeach domi. Okay. So the ave mizbeach is like a mizbeach. Oy la so oif the posle b'machshava hechi mishkaches lo. Gemara's question is that halacha is that oy la so oif that gets the melika gets done where? On top of the mizbeach. The melika of the oil ha'soif is on top of the mizbeach, right? Right? The ma'al mechut zikot, but it's done on top of the mizbeach, that the melika is done, so you can do machsheves pigul till when? Till you start the melika. But if you're telling me that it's already done on top of the mizbeach, so the Gemara says, you can't, why that's like that, but the Gemara says that, you cannot have a machsheves pigul. Why? Because if it would stay like this till tomorrow, right? If it would stay like this till tomorrow, it's on the Mizbeach already, and it wouldn't become possible. So why is there Psul Pigul? So Gemara says, that's only if you learn, why? Because even though it's suspended in midair, right, by the way, Seth, the Kain is holding it with his feet on the Mizbeach, and he's doing the Mlik on top of the Mizbeach, then Gemara says, if Abba Mizbeach and Mizbeach Domi, so you can't have a Machshevet Pigul at all. So Gemara says, that's only true, Honich, if you hold, Lina Me'eles B'Reisha Mizbeach. But if you hold Ein Lina Me'eles B'Reisha Mizbeach, then there's no Machshevet Pigul. Which means, the Gemara says that this halacha of Lina Me'eles B'Reisha Mizbeach, right, would apply also by Aver Mizbeach and Mizbeach Domi. In other words, Gemara says, how would you have a Psul Pigul? So Gemara says, the only you'd have a great Psul Pigul is if you're on top of the Mizbeach and you're thinking for tomorrow. What do you mean? That's not a Psul. It's anyway on the Mizbeach. Yeah, but if you hold Lina Me'eles B'Reish Mizbeach, then you'd have a Psul Pigul. So you see, you can have a Psul Pigul, right? Lina Me'eles B'Reish Mizbeach, even when Avir Mizbeach can Mizbeach Domi. Is that clear in the Gemara? Jonathan, you following me? What the Gemara says? Atkan, the Gemara, more than that, you don't have to know. Comes along to Bishkur Rav and he says, wait a second. I don't understand this whole Gemara. What's the Gemara's question of Avir Mizbeach Kemizbeach Domi? That means you want to tell me whether a piece of meat, which is tomei, let's say, is suspended over the over the Mizbeach, do we say that a Mizbeach is Mekadosh even through its ear, yes or no? As the Biskarov, it's a Beferish Gemara, a two-line Gemara, no Rashi, no Tosfos, on a two-line Gemara in Zvachim Das Revov, look how he held every line in Zvachim, in Kachim, the Haboy Me Reb Yirmi Me Reb Zera, Reb Yirmi number 10, number 9, sorry, go back to number 9, Reb Yirmi asked Reb Zera, Hayamazer, the Gemara's question was like this, Hayamazer, the Kohen would sprinkle the blood, right? You're sprinkling the blood. Vinikta Yadai, and his hand got chopped off. Some other Kohen was shechting, the knife flew through the air, chopped off this guy's hand. Shelmazer, of the guy sprinkling the blood. Ashloi higi adam la'avir ha-mizbeach, before the blood hit the avir ha-mizbeach. Wait a second. Avir mizbeach, the Biskarov says, it doesn't mean the side of the mizbeach, because there's no avir over there. It means on top of the mizbeach. If you hold the kabur chatas apnimius is al tiavoy, the sprinkles have to be on the top, on the surface. So the blood was about to come on the surface, on the ear of the surface of mizbeach, and the guy's hand was chopped off already, and it didn't reach at the surface of mizbeach the ear. Amalei told him, "Psul, it's no good." My timer, v'hizav v'nasan v'inon. That you have to sprinkle and give, and therefore, if your hand is not a good hand until it touches the space of Mizbeach, it's no good. That's all the Gemara says. Says Bistrov, what do you mean? Here's a Beferish Gemara that says that Avir Mizbeach is K'mizbeach Dami. Because Gemara's problem only is the hand gets chopped off before it hits the Avir. But once it hits the Avir, even right, once it hits the Avir, then even the guy's hand is chopped off, it's a good Zrika. So what's the Gemara's question over here? If Avir Mizbeach K'mizbeach Dami, the Gemara says Beferish. That only until it hits the Avir, the hand gets chopped off is no good. Once it hits the Avir, then there's no problem. So what's the Gemara Shailah here? Avir Mizbeach K'mizbeach Dami. You saw, you hear the question? What's the answer? Very simple. Says Biskarov, it must be, that way Brisker thinks, it must be that it's not the same, Avir Mizbeach, which is Kedushas Mizbeach, for Dover kosher to make something into a good zrika, for sure Avim Mizbeach is K'mizbeach Dami. The Gemara says it's K'mizbeach Dami. You make a zrika and your hand gets chopped off. Once it hits the space of the Mizbeach, it's good enough. So it must be that for a good zrika to be considered Kedushas Mizbeach, Avim Mizbeach K'mizbeach. That was clear. Gemara says, well, what's the Shailin Ar Gemara? The Shailin Ar Gemara is something which is pasul, and the Mizbeach is Mekadesh Psulim, something is a piece of meat which is Tameh, there maybe it's not good enough Kedushas Mizbeach, maybe need the Chetzah Shal Mizbeach. Pashut. There must be Pshat. Otherwise, what's the difference between both cases, right? Pashut. In other words, where does Gemara say the Avi Mizbeach and Mizbeach Dami? That's for Dvorim Shalim, for Kedushas Mizbeach, for sure it's good enough. But for what? For the Mizbeach Mekadesh Psulim, it must be that maybe you need Chetzah Shal Mizbeach. It's not good enough. Ask the Biskarov, well, if that's a pshat, and it must be pshat, then how could my father, Reb Chaim, say that Lina May Eles B'Rei Shal Mizbeach is considered? Why is it Ein Lina May Eles B'Rei Shal Mizbeach? Because it's considered the beginning of the Haktarah. But Legabe, beginning of the Haktarah, Avir Mizbeach is for sure K'mizbeach. Because if it's a good place for, in other words, if you tell me why Lina ain't Lina Melech B'Reish Mizbeach, if it's the beginning of the Haktarah, so the Avir of the Mizbeach is for sure good enough for Halah, for Haktarah, for everything else. So how could the Gemara later on say that if I make a Machsheves Pigul and it's a problem of Lina Melech B'Reish Mizbeach, it would be a problem of Pigul even on the Avir Mizbeach, right? Because Lina Me'elis B'Reish Mizbeach, Ein Lina Me'elis B'Reish Mizbeach, what do you mean? The Avi of the Mizbeach is for sure good enough for the beginning of the Haktarah. If you tell me the Svara of Lina Ein Lina Me'elis B'Reish Mizbeach is because of the beginning of Haktarah, so once it hits the Avir, it's good enough for the beginning of the Haktarah. It's just not good enough for Psulim, but to be considered beginning of Haktarah, it's good enough. So how could the Gemara say then later on that there's a problem of Lina Me'elis B'Reish Mizbeach by the Avir Mizbeach as well? Why? Dear, everybody would agree it's the beginning of the Haktarah. Because Avir Mizbeach is good enough for the Haktara, just like it's good enough for the Zrika, it's only not good enough to be Mekadesh Tulim. By what? We're talking about, the Gemara is talking about when you have Machshava Pigal Kaimitz, right? Ola Sa'if is by Dam. You're asking that going to find the whole Dam doesn't make sense anyway, this whole thing? There's no Linum Elas Moshe Zvech. So how could Gemara Bechlau say, going to find the stomach question? I didn't think of that question. You ask me, to him, how could he mourn? Chaim says there's no linum elas reshim isbeach. By what? By dam anyway, correct? So, but maybe on Mechshev is pigul there is? I don't know, it doesn't make sense. Let's read inside. Maybe I don't have it clear, but I think you're asking a good question. Look at number 11. Look over here. Maybe the whole carbon. Yeah, Mechshev is pigul, the whole carbon maybe. To eat demur, maybe it means... No, it means to eat the carbon tomorrow. To eat the carbon.
Fine.
Yeah, it's another dam.
What's the kasha then on
Ruchayim? The kasha of Ruchayim is that halot tchila saktara, there's no problem with avir. Look at the question number 11. One second. Wait. Let's read together slowly. Uma depoch b'gmora kan, leman da'oma, ein lina me'eles b'reishim izbeach. If you hold lina does not help, b'reishim izbeach. Less machshavtei, yavim mizbeach gemizbeach, right? Which Gemara says there's no psul pigul. I guess it's not for the zrika sadam. It's for eating the carbon, eating the chatos, burning the chatos, burning it tomorrow. But Gemara says if ain lina my eles b'reishim mizbeach, then there's no problem. If you hold avim mizbeach gemizbeach, right? Ulachayre ha'afim avim mizbeach lav gemizbeach domi. Even if you hold the Avim Mizbeach is not like a Mizbeach, right? We said that's only for what? Avim Mizbeach is not like a Mizbeach. There are more second question. Avim Mizbeach and Mizbeach, whether it works or doesn't work, according to the Brisker Rav, only means only for Psulim. But for make it Dover Kosher, everybody agrees Avim Mizbeach and Mizbeach Domi. Harei Uzer Dafka Linyan Kiddush. Aval Inyan Halav Izrika Vadai the Avim Mizbeach כמזבח דומי, וכאלה חכנו מדברי הגמר בנקטה ילה שם הזה. ולפי מה שבאנו, בשם הגרח, דהוד אין לי נמל את דברי שם זרח, ומשום דלאחה לא, הווה כתחיל לסקטורה, ומשום אוכי סולה שייך סולינה, ולא אם איתם יש מזרח, אם כן הווה להגמר להקשס, גם אם אבי מזבח, לאו כמזבח דומי. The Gemara should have said, even if you hold, אבי מזבח, לאו כמזבח דומי. Still the Gemara should have said, that the Gemara should have said, even if you hold Abim Mizbeach, Lavke Mizbeach Domi, still there's no Machsheves Pigul, because it's always on top of the Mizbeach. In other words, even, that doesn't depend on Abim. Gemara says that there's no Machsheves Pigul. Why is no Machsheves Pigul? Because Abim Mizbeach, Mizbeach Domi. Says, right? The Gemara says that, right? Since it's Abim Mizbeach, so you can't have a Machsheves Pigul, because it's always, Ein Lina Me'eles B'Reishim Mizbeach. So he says, but according to the way I'm just learning, and it's Muchach and the Gemara, that regarding halah and haktara and zrika, everybody agrees avim mizbeach kemizbeach dami. That's the Gemara and Daf Tes Vav, that the hand gets chopped off. It doesn't make difference, because that's the halah and the haktara and the zrika avim mizbeach kemizbeach dami. So since the problem of lina me'eles b'reishim mizbeach is that it's the beginning of the haktara, so then anytime I make a machsheves pigul, even if avim mizbeach lav kemizbeach dami, it's still considered the beginning of that Torah. So why does the Gemara say that it only depends on the fact if you hold Avim Mizbeach, Kemizbeach? Even if Avim Mizbeach, Lav Kemizbeach. That's only for Psulim. But for Dvarim Tsherim, then beginning of the Haktorah, which is Kosher, Avim Mizbeach, Kemizbeach, according to everybody. So why does the Gemara say there's only Psul, or there's never going to be Psul Pigul, because Avim Mizbeach, Kemizbeach. Joe, you following or not? You're following. Who's not following over here? I'm just about getting it. Jesse, you with me? You are? I'm basically getting it. Basically, Gemara is saying is that the psul of pigul, that Gemara is saying there's no psul of pigul. Why? Because Avim is Be'ach and Mizbeach. But if you're telling me that according to the Brisker Rav, and he proves it, right, if you tell me, according to Brisker Rav, that even if you hold Avim Mizbeach, Lavke Mizbeach Domi, but for beginning of the Haktara, it is considered a Mizbeach. So since the Lina, we're talking about Lina, Be'eles B'Reishim Mizbeach, correct? That it should be considered pasul, but it's the beginning of Dak Torah, according to Chaim. So it should always be a problem of not being a problem of pigul, because it's always on top of the Mizbeach. Correct. That's the prime question. Seth, you had a question? It's a good question. In other words, the way he muchach from this sugya, so then if Chaim learns it, it doesn't make sense. So Biskov says, I have a very simple pshat, and I know why nobody thought of that pshat. Maybe you all thought of it. He said like this. Linam Elas B'Reshim Mizbeach has nothing to do with Tchila Saktara. What's a pshat, Linam Elas B'Reshim Mizbeach? Very simple. The same way we have a halacha of Mizbeach is Mekadesh Psulim, that means something which is Tomei, the Mizbeach is Mekadesh it. So Gemara's question is, maybe Mizbeach is Mekadesh, that it shouldn't become Lam. Very simple. That's Gemara's question. The same way Mizbeach is Mekadesh Psulim, im Ola lo Yeldu, but im Yeldu lo Yalu, so does Mizbeach also have the power that it shouldn't become Lam, that it shouldn't become Posel because of Lam. Does it have that power? And if it has that power, then in such a case, im yeldu yalu, or it doesn't have that power, and that's not enough. And that's the most question. Is it la'azara medamina la, or l'shulcha medamina la, which means, is the Mizbeach a separate entity, like a klishares, and therefore, it has a power to make sure something doesn't become possible? It doesn't have a power, it's like an extension of the ground. An extension of the ground, it doesn't have the power to be Mekadesh Psulim. Kadesh Psulim, yes, but not to be Mekadesh something that it shouldn't become possible. In other words, Mizbeach will be Mekadesh Psulim. But Mekadesh Psulim means if something is Tomei, it's Mekadesh it, you can burn it, but in Yeo de Yalu. But here the Chiddush is Mizbeach Mekadesh that it should never become possible. That's his chiddush. Is the Mizbeach mekadesh it that it should never become possible? And even if Yeldu, Yalu, or not. The same way it's mekadesh Tulim, is it mekadesh it? Look what he writes over here. What? Why? No, but wait a second. No, I'll tell you why. Because if it's mekadesh psulim, right? But im yeldu yalu, it's mekadesh psulim only as long as it's on the Mizbeach. Does it also have a power to be mekadesh something from becoming lan? And even if it goes off, it comes back on, it never becomes tamei, it never becomes lan? That's a much bigger chiddush. That's not a kavo chaymer. Mekadesh psulim, but only when it's on the Mizbeach.
Why are you talking about if it goes off? What if it
doesn't go off? That, you don't have to come on to ein lina me'elis b'reish Mizbeach. It doesn't come off, it's anyway yeldu, yalu le yeldu. No, it doesn't. What? No, it's not. But we said the Gemara says that. But the Gemara says that. That if it never falls off, then it's anyway. You don't have to, that's not a chiddush of Lina Me'eles. That's poshut. Something goes on his back and it stays there for 3 days and never comes off. Doesn't make a difference. Because like you said, if something is possible, it's Mekadesh. So something is possible, that's not a question. The Gemara says the question is, the chiddush is, that if it comes on his back overnight, and then it falls off. Sin hilchas olala yeldu. Once it falls off, you can't put it back on because it's only mikadosh it while it's on the mizbeach. Once it falls off, it doesn't have that power. Maybe with the gabe lina, it has the power, just like it's mikadosh psulim, it has the power to make something that it never becomes possible. That's it. Why the Gemara has only that question on lon and not on tomei? I don't know. Let's take Gemara's question on something. Maybe something does not become tamei when it's on the Mizbeach. Gemara should have had that same question. Gemara doesn't. Only for London, Gemara has that question.
Yeah,
because that's the chiddush itself. Yeah. Correct. And that's Gemara's question. L'shulchan medamina la, which means, does it freeze something in time that it makes it never become possible? Or it's not more than the Azara? Meaning, it's Mizbeach. Mekalis Psulim. But it's not more than the floor of the Azara, and it won't do like that. I know. So that, I know. So Chaim looked at it as Tchila Saktara. Biskrov says, and look, that's what he says. Wait. Turn to number 7. Back to number 7. Vele diyol de l'shuchem d'amin lo d'etnan, oidim l'kagum d'aminon, uvenido in ha-gemore, right? Oh, by the way, and according to this, Dam, would Dam have halacha of linum eles b'reishem mizbeach? Same thing, like anything else, right? He doesn't belong in the Rambam. He's going in Rashi. Ube nidun hagmore biagris, de lefi amuvo berashi utseis daf nun vav, de gam legabe dam amrinon ein dinam elas breshim zeach, im kein soch levar, da hatam de ein lino hu, mishum di iko kiddush mizbeach, bereshe shom mizbeach, de lo yochu lino al gabe mizbeach, ukemoi beshuchem da shuchem mekadesh de lo yivso belino. By the way, that we learn from a shulchan. We don't find anywhere else. Maybe that's why the only question on Lina. Lina, we learn that something on the shulchan never becomes lan. Right? So, Rav Chaim says, because it's the beginning of the Sidur Avodah. Mishkov says, no, without that. Mizbeach Mekadesh Tulim, shulchan is Mekadesh Lina, that it shouldn't happen. It's a kind of puzzle. It's preventing something from becoming puzzle. Hachanam Mizbeach. Vasad leidom le shulchan comes from Rashi. Nemarani lo le karka. The ritzvah binyan he kemoisa, because it's like the ground of the karka. V'loy kli shoris. V'lochein in the kaddish shulchan the lehav kli shoris. In other words, it's much simpler pshat, right? Much simpler pshat. According to this, he says that Nadigmar is another question. Avi mizbeach kemizbeach. Oh, that's his avi mizbeach kemizbeach. That's another question. In other words, regarding a psulim, do we say? Right? The most question, Av Mizbeach, Mizbeach. Regarding Psulim, do we say, of course, making good Zrika, the Av is good enough. But when it's to be Mekadesh, a Pasla Zrika, or a Pasla thing, does the Av count? Or not, Av does not count. Ein Lina Melis, Bresh Mizbeach, same thing. It's to be Mekadesh, to make sure that this doesn't become Lan, does it have the power to make sure it doesn't become Lan, is the Av good enough or not good enough? It has nothing to do with hatchalas, hatara, then you run into problems. Simple. Meaning the way to bring the two ways of learning the sugya. Either you learn lina melas b'roshim zveach or ein lina melas b'roshim zveach, like if Chaim learns, it's the beginning of the hatara, and therefore it's not going to become possible because it's the beginning of the process, like you want to learn, or like if Chaim wants to learn, and then it would not be part of dam. Or Bishrov says no, that it is the koyach of the mizbeach. In other words, not the beginning of the hatara, nothing to do with hatara. Which means that the carbon that's lan on the mizbeach, just like the mizbeach has a power to be mekadesh something which is tamei ready, albeit only on the mizbeach. Once it falls off, not maybe also the mizbeach has a power to prevent the lan from happening, just like the shulchan. It's mekadesh the potential psul that it never becomes possible. Or not. Or in Lina Melech Boishim Zech, it doesn't have the power. Of course, if it stays on the Mizbeach, there's a halacha of Allah Yerdu. That's anyway true. Once it becomes puzzle, you don't take it off. But that's not the question. The question is, does it have the power to be Mekadesh it from becoming a puzzle? That's the two ways of learning the sugya.
Could you say the same thing? That Dam basically has no
Shaychus
to the Mizbeach?
I know, but no psul. But no psul has Shaychus to the Mizbeach. Tommy has Shaychus to the Mizbeach?
I know, but
same thing. That's all. If it's the beginning of a process, then Dam doesn't, it's not Akhtar over there. But if you tell me that Mizbeach is Mekadesh Psulim, that's a Pam Mizbeach, so what's if it's Mekadesh? A Tomei, or a Pigle, or a Noisa, or a Dam, which is Lam? What's the difference?
Okay.
Then you're taking away from his heart. That's the whole point of what he's trying to say, yes. Much better. Correct. According to the Brian, what do you want? Azara, Shulchan, there's nothing to do with that. I know, what does Azara do then? According to Brian, the Shulchan, maybe it's a process, what does Azara do with anything? It makes a lot of sense. Is the Mizbeach a klisharis like a Shulchan that can be Mekadesh it, prevent the Lina from happening? Power like Mizbeach and Mekadesh Psulim? Or is it just like the Azara? Which means, yeah, it has a power, Psulim, and things like that. But it doesn't have more of a power than the Azor in that aspect, and because it's just an extension of the Azor, and therefore cannot prevent the Lina from happening. You're right, the Biskov, the Lushan, and Rashi is much better.
They don't look at the Gemara, they look at the Rambam, that's
what. Okay, these are two ways of learning. Nice job. Next week, I want to spend more time on the Ave Kevesh and show why the Raya from Mazeh Yodoy is not a Raya at all. It might be something in the Oved, not in the Aveda. That's a separate thing. We'll discuss it next week. Balmumia, we'll discuss the whole thing next week.